Besides from Drake's music, what do you know about Canada?
I know that the fans there for the Raptors, you know, are diehard, you know, and every game is pretty much sold out. And besides Drake, you know, I know that's a beautiful city, you know, a little bit of adjustment for me with all the beaches and things like that and only having Lake Ontario out there. But I heard it's beautiful, and everybody who's talked to me about it says that I'm going to have a blast out there, so I'm really excited.
Let's go back to draft night. You're sitting there waiting to hear your name called. What were the moments like as, you know, the picks continued to go by?
It was an intense draft night. You know, I really thought that my name was going to be called in the first 30. And you know, after when my range came up, you know, it was really like I sat up in my chair just looking at the picks, looking at the names go by. But later on in the draft, you know, I started getting kind of upset, you know, and like, I just felt like people were really overlooking me, and I'm not really willing to take a chance on me. I thought I had a great showing in all my workouts, showed the teams more of what I can do. You know, I showed my strengths and even showed them a little bit more that they haven't been able to see in my 4 years at UCLA. So I thought I was going to be picked in the first round, but I'm really glad the way things unfolded.
When those picks are going by and your name's not being called and you're feeling like, you know, you're being slept on, what's the inner dialogue that's going on in your head? What are you saying to yourself?
I'm just saying to myself, whatever team does take a chance on me, you know, I'm going to go out there and prove that every team that's passed up on me and everybody saying negative or saying that I don't belong in the NBA or I'm just going to be an overseas guy or a D-League guy and not make an impact on a team, I'm going to prove them all wrong. It's more fuel to my fire, and that's how I've carried myself with basketball. And anything in life, I've always had a chip on my shoulder. So I was just really, really looking forward to whatever team took me.
When you do hear your name being called and you hear it's the Raptors, what was that moment like?
It was an intense moment. I literally started crying as soon as I saw my name go up there. And I just went and grabbed my mom and hugged her, and my family came in, my two sisters, and you know, it was a really intense moment, a bucket of emotions just came out, and it was great to know that I actually accomplished one of my goals of my whole life of being able to have my name called on draft night.
Does the joy and jubilation of that moment outweigh, you know, some of the sorrow and stress you had before that when your name wasn't called?
Yeah, definitely, you know, but I thought for me it was a combination of both. You know, when I was in that moment, you know, it was a relief, you know, hearing my name called, but it was also like, it's time to get down to business, you know, it's time to focus in and lock in and go at this even stronger than you already were going at it.
How often since that have you replayed that moment, that day, in your mind?
A couple times. I was actually surfing the web on YouTube, and it had the whole draft night up there, and I fast-forwarded and replayed it multiple times and took a screenshot on my phone of when they showed originally the Milwaukee Bucks before the trade, and my name, my weight, and all that, and I mean, it's a great moment that I'll never forget.